We appreciate the Lord tonight. And, you know, I want to give some thanks. I appreciate, you know, your prayers as we went out west to be out there in Canby for a week. And it was again, as many say, you don't go out there for a vacation, it's work. But we appreciate, you know, your prayers. We certainly felt your prayers. And it's always good to go somewhere and see new people. There are some new converts that have been coming to the services, some young people. And then there's also an older gentleman, got to know him very well. And he made a statement to us that he said he's never heard the Bible explained like he's ever heard it explained when he come to the Canby congregation. So there are new people. There are souls that are looking for the truth. And so, you know, again, there's some young people coming in, giving their hearts to the Lord, and we appreciate, again, your prayers. And then also, I just want you to know that we really, really are blessed to have a young people's group like we have. You know, I think about that very, very often. We try to tell our young people, you know, that we appreciate them very, very much. We're thankful for them. But not only that, you know, I think about as they come to youth meetings, as we have them in Sunday school, and I think about, you know, they have a desire to serve the Lord. We've got a good core group of young people that they want to serve the Lord and they desire the things of God. And I appreciate that. And that has a lot to do with what happens at home. It does. It has a lot to do with what happens at home. So they're getting teaching at home. They're getting training at home. But also, you know, I think that as they grow and they learn, that as they become obedient to God, their desire for the Lord also increases. And so we appreciate that very, very much tonight. But tonight we appreciated Sister Betty's testimony and kind of maybe goes along with maybe our thoughts tonight. You know, it seems like that there's all kinds of obstacles. There's all kinds of things that we face each and every day and all down through our life that, you know, we have a God that delivers. We have a God that delivers. And I'm so glad tonight that we serve a God tonight there is no equal. I want you to think about that. We serve somebody tonight that there is no equal. All the gods that are being served in this world today, we serve the one who created the universe and all that's in it. And no matter what concerns us today, God is there. God is there. And I think about Sister Betty. She had all kinds of concerns. There were situations that came up and God delivered. God made a way. And I think that there are many here tonight that can say the same thing. Plans, maybe situations arise, whatever it might be. And it seems like that there's all kinds of obstacles in your way. Maybe you have a condition on your body. You feel like that there's just no way out. But God makes a way. God comes through, and we serve a God tonight that has no equal. And so we want to turn to Isaiah tonight, chapter 46. And as we look into the Word of God, it's amazing, you know, just some of the things that you can get a blessing from. And so Isaiah 46, and we want to go and look at verses 1 through 9. I believe there's only 13 verses in this chapter, but we want to look at verses 1 through 9. And as we read through them, we will make maybe a few comments. But in verses 1 and 2, we want to start out with, again, chapter 46 of Isaiah. It says, Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavily loaden, and they are a burden to the weary beasts. They stoop, they bow down together, and they could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. And I think any God that people serve other than the one true God, they're in for a letdown. They're in for a letdown. And these gods will fail when their worshipers need them. I want you to think about, there are many gods. People might put people, they might idolize people. And you can say these gods were idols because that's what they were. They were images. They were images made that the people would worship. So we, you know, there might be people that are idolized in this world today. People can make idols out of their money. They can make idols out of many, many things. But when it comes to when people need help, they're let down. They're let down. The money fails. Those people that they idolize in their lives, they fail them. But we serve a God tonight that never fails. I think there are many here tonight that can attest to the fact that they, when they've needed God, God's been there to help. I can attest to that. Think about even when you have a burden. You know, you're burdened down with cares, burdened down with sin, whatever it might be, God's there to deliver. There are many, many here tonight. Well, all of us, at one point in time, we came to the realization we needed God and we needed salvation. God delivers. And I'm thankful for that tonight. But God never fails. And Bel and Nebo, again, this is a pretty good study if you want to go a little bit deeper, but Bel and Nebo were celebrated gods in Babylon. It was held over the Israelite captives that God was no match for them. When Cyrus comes along, though, Cyrus comes along and defeats Babylon. Generally, when the victor takes over the city, they take all the idols out, or they took all the idols out, and they installed their own idols. And so when they took these idols out, the Babylonians again set Bel and Nebo in high and lofty places, but the soldiers of Cyrus plundered the temples, and these gods were powerless to do a thing. They were powerless to do a thing. They were made to bow and stoop down. And because they were adorned with gold and silver, they were carried away with the rest of the spoils. I want you to think about it. They were basically thrown on a wagon. They were thrown on something. They were carried away just like all the rest of the spoils of war. They were powerless to do anything. I'm thankful that we serve a God that's got all power. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for that tonight. So instead of delivering the people who worshiped them, they actually became a burden. I want you to think about that. They were not only powerless, they became a burden to the people who worshiped them. Just like the God of, or you know, the gods of this world, they become a burden to the people that worships them. But I'm thankful for tonight that we serve a God, and it's not a burden to serve him. It's not a burden to serve him tonight. But again, they were carried away on weary beasts. Let's go to verses 3 and 4. Goes on and says, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age I am he, and even to the whorehairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you." And so in the Amplified, it says, "Listen to me." God's saying this. God says, "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel. You have been carried by me from your birth." I want you to think about that. We're in the hollow. We sing a song in our hymnals, "In the hollow of his mighty hand." He carries us. It says here that we are carried from the womb. And he goes on to say, "And have been carried in my arms from the womb." Verse 4 in the Amplified says, "Even to your old age, I am he. And even to your advanced old age, I will carry you." And saints, you know, I think about some of our ones that are going through troubles. I think about Brother Bill Miller. I think about Sister Cummings. I think about some that are going through situations in this life, and they're getting older. They're getting older. They're getting up there in age. But it says here, and this is just made me think about this. It says, "Even in your advanced old age, I will carry you." God's not going to forsake you in your old age. He carried you from the womb, and he is going to carry you through to the end. And I appreciate that tonight. Thankful for that. And also it says, be assured, I will carry you and I will save you. So no matter what we're going through tonight, God knows, God's able, and he says, I will carry you. I will save you. I'm thankful for that tonight. I don't know about you, but like I said, reading this, even though the Israelites were in Babylonian captivity, they had something to look forward to. They had a hope. They had a hope. I want you to think about that. They had a hope. And this is God reminding them that there is a hope. There is a hope. And so again, isn't that a wonderful assurance tonight? I'm thankful for that. We may not be a literal Jew. And I was thinking about this. And you know, actually, we're better off than the literal Jew. We're much better off than the literal Jew. You know, they had a promise there, but you know what? We have something that they don't have under this new covenant, and that is salvation. They didn't have that. They didn't have that hope, but we have that today. And so even that could go into some deeper meaning for us, because when he says that I will save you, not only could he save us, he's looking at them, saving them, what you want to say, physically, you might say, from captivity, but we can be saved spiritually. I'm thankful for that tonight. So thankful for that. No matter what we're facing, no matter the battle we may be fighting, God's there to carry us through. He's there to save us. And so in verse 5, it says, to whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? So he's asking a question here, and there's nothing that compares to our God tonight. And there are ones today that lift up their gods, just as we said a little bit earlier. And actually, they lift up their gods above the true God, right? Above God. And they're let down. Why? Because they lift up a God that can't deliver tonight. And so when the chips are down, God always comes through. God always comes through. And so verses 6 and 7 says, they lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder. I want you to think about this. These gods they have to bear upon the shoulder. They're not even a living God. They have to carry him around like some dead God. But we serve a living God tonight. Somebody that can take care of whatever we face. So it goes on to say, they bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place. And he standeth, for his place shall not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him. Yet he cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble. And so again, they lavish gold. They lavish silver on these gods. They set them on a pedestal. I want you to think about that. And there they stand. They don't move. They can't do a thing other than just stand. And I'm thankful that we have a God that's not powerless. We have a God that is alive. And one commentator, Tater, says, like we said, the gods were treated more like dead gods than living gods. They were put on a pedestal and there they stood. And when their worshipers cried for help, what happened? There they stood. They couldn't do a thing to help them. Couldn't do a thing to help. And even though there's something was going on right in front of them, the temples were being plundered, everything was going on around them, they couldn't do a thing to stop it. And so I'm thankful for a God that's not powerless tonight. He's got all power. And I'm glad I'm serving a God who's able to deliver tonight. So verses 8 and 9. Now God's calling to remembrance. And it says, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressor. Remember the former things of old. So in other words, he's calling into remembrance all the things that he did down through the ages up until that particular point. And there are so many things that we can look at through God's word. And there are many here that many, many miracles, many, many things that we can bring to remembrance that God helped here, God helped here, God delivered here. We can look back on those things, and just like this, sometimes we have to be reminded that, you know, I'm God. I'm God. And I want you to remember that I'm God. And he goes on to say, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. And I'm thankful for that tonight, that we serve a God that remains changeless down through the ages. I'm thankful for that tonight. And so we can be reminded, and also we can rest in the fact that the God that delivered the people of Israel from literal bondage, we can be delivered from the bondage of sin. We can be delivered from the troubles and trials that we are in as well. And I'm thankful for that tonight. And so our prayer was that you'd be encouraged tonight, because God delivers. No matter what we're going through in this life, God delivers.